That's RN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tensions are still running high on many college campuses where standoffs continue between pro-Palestinian students, protesters, and school officials. Former President Trump says universities like Columbia need to stand up against students protesting Israeli operations in Gaza.
What's going on with the colleges and where they're closing Columbia now? I mean, it's just crazy. Columbia should gain a little strength, a little courage, and keep their school open. It's crazy.
Later today, House Speaker Mike Johnson will be at Columbia to meet with Jewish students. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate last night followed the House by passing a $95 billion foreign aid package in bipartisan fashion. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said those who questioned America, including Moscow, were wrong.
Rest assured, America will never shrink from its responsibilities as a leader on the world stage. Today, tonight, we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned American resolve.
Before the vote, top Republican Mitch McConnell said America must continue to be a leader.
We can wish for a world where the responsibilities of leadership don't fall on us, or we can act like we understand that they do.
President Biden welcomed the vote and said he would sign it as soon as it reaches his desk. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will remain jailed on espionage charges until at least late June. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby reacted to Moscow's latest rejection of an appeal to end pretrial detention.
It's just another example of the sham process that the Russians are running here. Evan's a reporter. He's not a spy. He's not a criminal. He needs to come home with his family right now.
The 32-year-old was detained in March of last year. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The medical records of women will be shielded from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to seek an abortion. That's according to a new rule the Biden administration has just finalized. It is almost certain to face legal challenges from pro-life advocates. It's an update to a 1996 law prohibiting medical providers from divulging medical information. This is SRN News. Haiti's healthcare system is now in near total collapse.
Hospital Director Dr. Jacob Burns.
We received, for example, around 700 patients last month in the emergency department, and about 10% of those were wounded by bullets.
The gangs are blocking roads and forced the closure of the main international airport in early March. At Haiti's largest seaport, containers filled with much-needed supplies remain stuck. I'm Donna Water.
Several military horses bolted during routine exercises and ran loose through central London today, injuring four people and damaging vehicles. It all happened during the morning rush hour. It wasn't immediately clear what happened, but it appeared the seven horses escaped from their barracks in London and ran amok. Officials say all the animals were contained a short time later. More details at srnnews.com.